This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, July 6th edition of the program. We have even the Democrats in a panic over Biden continuing to be terrible at his job. Latest on this, the quote, rudderless, aimless, hopeless. That is from CNN about the Biden White House. It actually sums it up pretty well. Plus, we have more on the aftermath of that Highland Park mass shooting. And it turns out the police knew about this guy and he was clearly insane and a threat, but even the red flag law didn't do anything. So what are we to take from that situation, that circumstance? We will break all of that down for you coming up here in just a moment, my friends. So much, as always, to get through and so little time. I love real estate investing. If you've ever thought about real estate investing, let me tell you, you've got to check out my friends at Done For You Real Estate. Especially if you're brand new to this. I was brand new. They took me through every step of the process, start to finish. And now I own property. I'm getting checks every month from those properties. They're increasing. In fact, they've already increased my properties substantially in value in a short period of time. So these guys know what they're doing. And you learn so much about real estate investing. Remember, you're buying an asset, something people want to live in, something you could live in if you want to. And so it's actually a real tangible thing you're putting your money into, not some, you know, make-believe crypto, NFT, whatever. You're buying houses, houses that people want to live in areas that are growing in value, right? That's the whole system. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to learn more. I'm doing it. My brothers are doing it. I think I'm going to get my parents involved as well. That's how much I trust these guys. That's how much I like and have been successful with their system. Doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey. Doneforyoubuck.com. Biden administration's having a tough one. The good news is they've got Kamala Harris out there, and she's trying to tell everybody, don't worry about it. they're gonna bring down the prices of the stuff that the people need for the things.
So we're working on bringing down basically the cost of what life requires for people.
We're working on bringing that down. Yeah, we're working on it. Sure they are. How exactly are they doing that? Understand that their entire mentality, everything about their approach to governance, everything about their approach to power makes it harder for businesses to produce, is a drag on the economy, makes things more expensive and less accessible. Energy, food, anything, you name it. And by spending more government money on things that are non-productive, that are basically socialist in ideology, they debase the very currency that we're all being paid in and that we use to purchase things. And so then people who have price leverage, pricing leverage, they're going to raise their prices and you are going to have less. Your money goes less far. If you look at the most recent data on what it shows when it comes to people being either more or less financially well off, you know what it shows you? Huge increase in the last 2 years in people feeling like they are more crunched financially than ever before for many of them. At least as a sentiment, as a feeling that the American people have. And you look at this and you say, who's in charge here? I mean, who's supposed to make things better? The Biden White House? Ask yourself, who in the Biden White House, and I literally mean what senior official, what employee of the executive branch that you can name right now, that anyone could name right now, makes you feel better about the trajectory of our economy? Here's the spokesperson, not saying that she's supposed to be an economic genius, but she's telling you what they're doing. Here she is telling you, oh yeah, we're doing stuff.
Consumer spending remains strong and above pre-pandemic trends. Business investment remains strong and household balance sheets remain strong. So we do not believe that we are in a recession.
They're lying to you. You're feeling something. You're seeing it in your receipts from the grocery store, from the gas station, the rent that you're going to have to pay on your next renewal, right? Or your mortgage. If you just bought a house, your annual percentage rate. You're seeing all these things happening. And they're telling you, oh, no, you're actually better off. Don't you see? And you look at them and you say, but I'm not. I'm not better off. So what exactly are we doing here? What are you talking about here? Senator Tom Cotton, for example, is saying, look, this White House needs to understand they are the problem for a lot of this. It's not all their fault, but nothing is ever entirely, when it comes to the economy, the fault of the government. But a lot of it is. And here's Senator Cotton saying Biden needs to wake up, look in the mirror.
The problem here is Joe Biden's policies, and especially his energy policy, because the price of gasoline and electricity drives the cost of everything else. Whether you buy it at a grocery store or Walmart or anywhere else, it took energy to make it, took gas to drive it there. Joe Biden needs to look in the mirror at the White House if he wants to find the problem and perhaps the solution for inflation.
Joe Biden wants to look at the problem and perhaps the solution for inflation. My friends, he needs to do that. He won't do that, though, because remember, the Democrats wanted to spend even more money. The Democrats wanted to go even deeper down this rabbit hole of madness that is modern monetary theory. Just spend what you want to spend because you think it's important, and you'll figure out the rest later. This is the government equivalent of a credit card with no limit that you're just going to run up anything you could ever want. Who cares? Oh, I like that. That's pretty. That's shiny. That's new. I'm going to buy it. And you'll figure out how to pay it off later. For an individual, if you had a friend who told you they were about to do that, you had a family member said, oh, I've got an Amex Black card. I'm going to go spend 200 grand. You say, hold on, you make 50 grand a year. You're going to spend 200 grand a month? And they said, don't worry, I'll figure out how to pay this off later. That is modern monetary theory, but when the government does it, it's modern monetary theory. When your friend does it, it's just a crazy person that's going to destroy their financial future. So it is important, friends, that we see what really happened here. They created this mess. And not only are they, honestly, largely Biden and his team, intellectually incapable of fixing it, they are also politically incapable of turning it around because they did these things for reasons of belief. It's not about the results. It's about what's fair. Remember Obama? What's fair? It's the right thing to do, he would say. He'd say, hold on a second. Socialism is the right thing to do? Says who exactly? The state takes more from me because you say so, under threat of force, to give to other people that you deem more worthy of my property. That's what's fair. That's the right thing to do. Well, that's quite a standard, isn't it? Folks, if you're like me, you believe it is your right to bear arms. 72 million Americans say they're firearm owners. And in 2021, 5 million Americans got their first firearm. When you use a suppressor with your firearm, you'll vastly improve your shooting experience. Suppressors protect your hearing by reducing the sound and improve your accuracy by reducing recoil. To get your suppressor, connect with my friends at the Silencer Shop. They're a Texas-based company founded in 2010 and have grown to become the nation's largest distributor of suppressors. Silencer Shop has 28,000 Trustpilot reviews. At silencershop.com, you can order a suppressor online or locate a Powered by Silencer Shop dealer. There's probably one near you. Silencer Shop makes it easy. For your suppressor, SBR, or any items that need an NFA tax stamp, tap into Silencer Shop for your ATFE Form 4. You'll get it faster than ever. Expect your approval in 90 days. Check out silencershop.com. It's the easiest way to get a suppressor. Silencershop.com. Again, silencershop.com for all of your suppressor needs. Oh, one more thing to throw in the mix here. Peter Doocy had an exchange with Karine Jean-Pierre about the voice message that we've now all heard. It's in wide circulation. The voice message where it's clear that Hunter Biden is talking to Joe Biden, or rather Joe Biden's talking to Hunter Biden about business dealings with China and all this stuff. And he said he never had these kinds of conversations. This was years ago. Oh, but he did. But here's how the White House responds. Play clip one.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands. And
he's
secondly,
a New York Times article concerning Hunter Biden's business dealings. And he says, I think you're clear. How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings?
We're not, from this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
So
I will.
Are you disputing the president's voice on the voicemail?
I am not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop.
Are
it's
you
not
disputing
happening.
Then that it is not?
Peter, I refer you to his son's representative.
I refer you to his son's representative. This is a White House. Remember, this is the White House spokesperson. And their whole response now to Joe Biden lied about this, which clearly he did. He lied running for president of the United States about the discussions with his son's business dealings. He clearly lied. OK, Joe Biden's a liar. He's not a nice guy and he's a liar. He is a mediocrity who for his entire political career has just tried to figure out what the safest political position is within the Democrat Party. And he takes that. What is the safest position for him as a Democrat? Takes that position. Full stop. People say, oh, but how has he been in politics so long? Because he's shameless. He stands for nothing. He stands for Joe Biden. You know, Obama may have been a socialist, but at least he had a vision. Would have destroyed the country if he was left to, you know, his own devices and multiple terms in office beyond what he already had. But the guy did have a vision. Joe Biden just wants to be in office. Doesn't care. Just wants to get that government paycheck and have people act like he's important and powerful. Right? Stunning. Watching this, honestly, and they just try to run cover for him. They just try to run this information suppression operation for Joe Biden. You ask yourself, what exactly, you know, what exactly is this going to result in? Is this guy really going to run? Is he really going to be the Democrat nominee again? I'm not even sure. Remember, I started out by telling you, I mean, it's really damning, rudderless, aimless. Hopeless is the quote on CNN about the Biden administration. On CNN, regime media, no less. So we have an update here on the Highland Park shooting. And here is Lake County Sheriff Department Deputy Christopher Chief Christopher Covelli talking to reporters, and here's what we found out. Play it.
This was a delayed report, so Highland Park still responded to the residents a week later, spoke with Cremo, spoke with Primo's parents, and the matter was being handled by mental health professionals at that time. There was no law enforcement action to be taken. It was a mental health issue handled by those professionals. The second occurred in September of 2019. A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest. There were no complaints that were signed by any of the victims.
So they knew this guy was a complete lunatic. The police went to his home, took weapons from him. There was a red flag law. And let's all be very clear. Illinois has a red flag law. It did nothing. So all that we have all this talk about, oh, we need red flag laws. This was textbook what red flag laws you would hope would be able to, where they'd be able to be meaningful as a form of prevention of these mass shootings. And I just ask this question, if a red flag law in Illinois didn't prevent this shooting, what shootings are red flag laws going to prevent? Meaning, if somebody who is this clearly, visibly, on the record crazy and violent crazy, if a red flag law doesn't stop him, why are we all having these arguments about red flag laws? Oh, because maybe of total psychopaths that are on the police radar, maybe they'll stop, you know, what, 1 in 10, 1 in 100 of these psychopaths? Is that now, and that's just limited to the community of violent psychopaths out there. Is that the promise of red flag laws? And then you add into this all the false allegations, you know, people who are having a relationship dispute and they want to get their husband or their wife's guns taken away, whatever. You add all that and you say, well, what are we getting for this? And then you look at the constitutional questions about red flag laws and you say, OK, so it's really a violation of due process because your guns come away before you get to go to a court and say whether, you know, defend yourself, whether or not you're actually crazy and a threat. So we're subverting due process, but we're subverting it under the promise that this will be really, really effective in saving lives. Does anyone think that this looks like it's a red flag law is a really effective way of stopping mass shootings, given what just happened and what we know about this individual? We have to look at what is true, what is real, not what makes people feel like they are doing something after any tragedy, any mass shooting. What is going to work and what is the trade-off? That is the conversation that adults in the policy realm need to have. One more thing. I want to welcome Alex Berenson back to Twitter. Look at that, my buddy. Back on Twitter, Alex Berenson. Give him a follow after his long suspension for being right about vaccines. Finally back. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.